You're listening to Archer Radio.
Okay, wait. Let's start. Is this going to wake you up? Okay. Why don't you say hello?
Hello.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com and the...
Boyfriend.
Not so close.
Boyfriend.
And today is Friday, November 11th, 2005. We're recording late in the evening on Friday evening. And we're listening to the Dave Brubeck Quartet. And I know it's illegal, but I don't give a shit.
I like Dave Brubeck.
I do too. So now, what were you about to say, sweetheart?
Well, I was trying to sing Stop in the Name of Love before you break my neck.
But that's your car song for when I drive.
Because you just told me my car is being recalled.
I did.
My brand new car.
I heard that on the news.
But I was going to present a piece of trivia.
All right. Well, we can take trivia. We take trivia.
Well, because I was reading the news and apparently the songstress of that song, Stop in the Name of Love.
Who? Diana Ross?
Miss Ross.
Was she drunk again?
No. Well, apparently she has, I guess, a song on the top. The Billboard's top
really?
100. No, she did this duet with Rod Stewart, and it's like number 33 or something.
Okay.
Well, she is the only songstress to have had top 100 hits. Now, let me count them, because you have been plying me with wine. But apparently
excuse me?
She has had...
I'm sorry, what?
She's the only entertainer to have hits over two centuries and within a half century. She's had hits on the top 100 in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now the...
2000s. She's the only artist?
That's what I read today. It's like some kind of record.
Men and women
or
just women?
No, I think both. She's like some kind of...
That's actually pretty amazing, wouldn't you say?
It is. Well, she's 61, and she's been around for a long time, so she's an overall.
She's had some good surgery, wouldn't you say?
I think she needs surgery. Well, you know, the years of... You know, her last few years of pills and alcohol.
Have taken.
But, you know, she looks... For 61, she looks pretty good.
That's true. She actually does look pretty good.
She still sounds pretty good, so... But that's quite a record.
That is quite a record. Okay, now, changing the subject, okay. Topic, whatever. I did a Google search for Honda Civic 2006 right. Recall, and sure enough, here it says, Honda recalls 2006 Civic. Detroit, Honda Motor has recalled about 25,000 Civics to fix or replace the accelerator pedals that could come loose and jam the throttle, according to a notice posted on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website. Most of the vehicles are under recall in the United States have not been sold. Oh, there you go. So you know,
mine's been sold, trust me.
According to Honda, there have been no crashes or injuries linked to the problem. Okay, so my goodness. Oh, no, that's not... They're also recalling 2006 Acura TLs and Honda Accord models to tighten bolts or something like that.
So stop in the name of cars before you crash the car.
Okay, do you think that goes with Dave Brubeck?
No, but Dave Brubeck's songs don't... I mean, his music doesn't really have lyrics.
Thank goodness, because
I can't sing. I can't really sing to this song.
Are you saying that you want to sing to the song?
If I could, one of these days, this car is going to roll all over you. You're forgetting.
Well, here's the thing.
You're forgetting.
What am I forgetting?
That my cultural development occurred.
Cultural development.
While I was a student at the Nancy Sinatra School of Go-Go Dancing.
Go-Go Dancing.
So, that's just where I'm coming from, honey. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine, sweetheart.
Now, I can do interpretive dance.
I believe we've seen you once do some interpretive dance.
With a woman.
Oh.
Did that make you jealous when I danced with that woman?
I didn't realize that. No, not at all. No, I was thinking of your artistic dance that we did.
Well, now, did you find my dancing with that woman artistic?
No, that was almost like a straight man dance.
Are you saying I'm not homosexual?
What? No, I'm just...
Just what are you saying?
I'm saying you don't dance gay.
I am the valedictorian of the Nancy Sinatra School of Go-Go Dancing.
Yes, I realize that, sweetheart, but you learned how not to dance gay.
Well, I think that woman found me very attractive.
Oh, she wanted to do you. But she was a plump little chick, wouldn't you say?
Are you saying I can only attract plump women?
No, you are totally reading into everything I'm saying, sweetheart. That's not what I'm saying. She was a plump little chick and she wanted to bag you. Not that you can only attract plump ladies.
Little did she know.
Although,
remember, but I think she did know.
I think she knew too. I think they
all
knew.
That we were a homosexual couple.
Yes, we were a homosexual. I think they all knew we were a homosexual couple. We're talking about the evening we went to the Halloween party at the Straight Winery.
Right. And we had such a fun time.
Oh, we had a great time that night. Now, we need to talk about, like, I didn't even introduce the show. Did I say this is Archer of Archer Radio?
No. But you know what this song reminds
me of? Are you sure I didn't?
No. Well, maybe you did. You know what this song reminds me of?
What?
Not that I'm going to sound morbid. New Orleans.
Why does that sound morbid?
Well, because a lot of people are dead.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of people who are alive.
Like my family.
Your family's
they're
not
coming
dead?
Up. No, they're alive.
I was going to...
Because you said a lot of people are still alive.
Yes.
And they're coming up next week, and I can't wait to see them.
Next week?
Thanksgiving week.
Oh my God, you scared me. I was going to say, oh my God, that's all...
Were you going to meet them all?
I know, but that's a week too early.
I wanted to surprise you.
When are they coming up? Like, what's the date?
Tuesday the 22nd.
That's up. Okay.
I haven't seen them since Hurricane Katrina.
I know.
And then, well, you haven't been following this, I'm sure, but there's, I'm not exactly sure, I'm not certain if this is politically motivated, because, you know, there's a class action lawsuit pending against the government. Because
you have mentioned that.
The levees in New Orleans, is this too early to get political?
No. I was going to ask you about the whole...
Well, the levees in New Orleans were built only to protect against a Category 3. Well, Katrina was a Category 4.
Right.
Well, now, in the past couple of weeks, apparently some experts, meteorological experts, are claiming Katrina was a Category 3.
Why are they doing that? Oh, so the...
Well, because the levees were built to withstand a Category 3.
Well, they didn't even if it was a 3,
but I think
they didn't withstand a 3 then.
But I think the defense is going to be that the Katrina disaster was not natural, it was man-made. So they're...
Oh.
I'm not exactly
certain.
So
that someone can take...
I've been reading up on all of this, and apparently there's this squabble because natives of New Orleans would certainly benefit if indeed the hurricane was a Category 4. And the Army Corps of Engineers were negligent in only building levees because they've been given funds to...
Who's the class action lawsuit against?
I guess the government. I'm not certain. My parents are in all of this. I'm going to see them obviously for Thanksgiving, so I'll get all the scoop. But anyway, so there's this kind of debate going on. But looking at, I mean, being from the hurricane belt and having survived hurricanes,
Hurricane Katrina class action lawsuit against major oil companies.
Well, there I'm sure there are several lawsuits because it was just a horrible hurricane, and
there's one against FEMA too.
Yeah, well, obviously, but apparently
on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
But there's some kind of I think the again I'm not an expert on this, but there's some kind of national weather experts are saying there's no way that Katrina was a Category 3 looking at all the damage.
Oh my God, no.
And, you know,
it had to be a 4?
Well, in a hurricane, I mean, when they say the hurricane is a Category 4 or 5 or whatever, I mean, those very intense conditions are only in a very small section of the hurricane, but you could be experiencing for 100, in the case of Katrina, 200 miles of winds between 90 and 120 miles an hour.
You mean for 200 miles around?
Around it.
Right.
And you could be, you know, if you're being, as we know from Isabel, we had from Hurricane Isabel, which was a puff of breeze.
Yeah.
But we had 80 mile an hour winds for like hours.
Yeah.
So if you're under those kinds of, and that's not, 80 mile an hour winds are not normal.
No.
So if that's going on for 5 or 6 hours, things are going to start flying apart. I mean, it just can't help it. So even though maybe a small portion, because there's like some satellite evidence that Katrina, when it hit Mississippi, was like 130 miles an hour.
Right, that's what I thought.
So there's all this kind of, there's this official evidence, and then there are these scientists who are saying, oh no, it's becoming very political.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. But, so wait, my parents have promised to fill me in when, because my mom has said, it's too much to explain in an email.
Ooh.
Because they're trying to get in it, because my parents...
I was going to say, are they in on this class action lawsuit?
Oh, they're getting in on it, because they, as, I think I've said this, the first floor of their home
has been
to gut it.
The listeners have heard everything about that, but...
But I've gone on a, WWLTV.com. They have a website where you
say that slowly.
WWLTV.com. It's a local news channel.
Okay, a local channel down there. Okay.
And there's a grid map of New Orleans. So you click on the grid to find out the damage in your particular area.
And they get that much detail.
Yeah. Well, I think in my parents' neighborhood, it's anywhere from 2 to 5 feet of water. Wow. And 115 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
And they were on the weaker side of the hurricane. So obviously that it was at least in my parents' neighborhood, which would have been the weaker side of the hurricane, that all the area that got destroyed, like Chalmette and St. Bernard and Biloxi and the Mississippi Gulf Coast, they would have been on the east side. So that would have been Category 4 on the east side.
And that was the weak side, you're saying.
My parents were on the weak side, and that was at least between 150 and 120 miles an hour. But I think my parents in their neighborhood got at least 2 to 4 feet of water, but not very far away. It's very interesting.
Not very far
not
away.
Not to bore your readers.
Underwater listeners.
But not very... both. You know how I am.
I know. You think I'm...
I'm very technologically... Well, I'm just techno retard. But I've been... Because this was very interesting with this grid. It gives like landmarks. And so I can recognize these landmarks.
Oh, yeah.
And just right down the street, it's like 7 feet of water.
I was going to say, because just a couple blocks away, weren't people completely flooded out?
FEMA trailers.
Yeah.
The country club where I played tennis was 11 feet of water. Mm. And that's one of the landmarks. The country club was like 11. It's just amazing.
This is kind of like our little Katrina update. How's the parents' renovations going?
It's okay. They've...
Because the last time you filled us in, they were putting drywall up and retiling, I think, or something?
Yeah. Well, they were replacing the bathtub.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they've had to cut out 4 feet of walls. The floors had to be taken up.
Oh, that's right. The floors
were
redone.
The furniture was tossed out on the curb. I mean, it's just completely... The laundry room, all of it's just destroyed.
Are they living back there full time now?
They're living upstairs. They've created an apartment upstairs. Okay. They can use the stove. And so they stay there during the week. They go to my sister's on the weekend.
Okay.
And...
is your dad back to work?
Oh, I don't think so. Mm. So they live there during the week. They go to my sister's on the weekend because it's more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
speaking of comfortable, what's the temperature down there now? Is it cool?
It's still in the 80s and 90s. It's pretty humid. But they have electricity. Where they live, relative to the rest of the city, they live on the west bank of Jefferson Parish. And they did a bit better than the east bank, which got just swamped and destroyed. So... But again, it's all relative because there are neighbors who are just ruined. But they're doing okay. I think what's left is the flooring. They're putting in tile. They had all wood floors downstairs, and all that's ruined. So they're waiting. They're waiting for that. But now, I have to say, they're going out of pocket for these renovations.
Right, because they're waiting for the insurance.
They're waiting for the insurance. And then the adjuster that they had was transferred to West Louisiana for Hurricane Rita.
But hasn't he come back now? That was like a month ago.
No, they're getting a new adjuster. But damn. I mean, compared to the rest of the damage in Louisiana, they're small potatoes. Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot to be done. But my mom said last weekend they finally had a normal weekend. They went, my mom and my sister went Christmas shopping.
Oh.
when we were shopping for the kids, they had lunch and they went to a movie.
What would they see?
I don't know. She didn't say. But it was the first normal weekend they had had in months since the hurricane.
That's like 3 months.
And I think they still have a curfew, so they had to be home by,
Oh my God, there's still a curfew?
I think so.
Wow.
Like, she and my dad went out to dinner the weekend before, and they had to leave by 8 o'clock.
Oh. You told us that before one other time, I think.
Yeah, no, that's still the name of the game. But, so it's for them, it seems slow, but compared, like a close friend of mine was in Chicago during the hurricane.
Yeah.
And, the place where he worked was destroyed in the hurricane.
Right.
And then what was left was looted by, by hoodlums.
God.
So he ended up staying in Chicago. He had a job there with the clothes on his back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did.
And
talk about him.
He found out that his cats survived the hurricane. So he was able to get his cats moved up to Chicago. We've been friends since high school. He's been a New Orleans native all his life. And he had to stay in Chicago because he had no job, no home.
Is he still there now?
He's in Chicago. And his boyfriend has had to move to New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they're doing this
long distance thing.
Yeah, because, of course, he was there in Chicago anyway, but he couldn't come back because of the hurricane.
Right.
And then there was nothing to go back to, no job. It's a severe displacement.
I was going
to
say, there's a lot of people who are not going back.
And many they've just made new lives because it's just wreaked havoc.
Absolutely. It makes me think of the kind of week I've had. I feel like I've been through a hurricane this week.
Oh, I've been through Katrina, Wilma, Rita, Camille, and Betsy all in one week.
We have both the boyfriend and I have had extremely stressful weeks this week.
Yes.
Today's Friday, and we just spent, well, it's about 10:30 at night, and we spent like the last 2 hours
bitching
with each other about shit that's going on this week at work, where we live. It's depressing.
Bitching. I even smoked.
Oh, you barely
cigarettes.
Smoked. You took like two puffs.
Well, I don't smoke unless I have some red wine.
And we were not drinking red wine. Speaking of the wine, we're having we had a bottle of Paramond Winery Viognier with dinner. I cooked some
spicy chicken.
Spicy. What did you think it was really spicy?
For you, it was spicy.
It was spicy chicken, and it was really dry because. Well, I got my times mixed up. I thought the boyfriend was going to be here at 7:30, and he got here at 8, and it had been sitting on the sofa for half an hour.
Well, I had traffic, and I had other things.
I mean, because I totally fucked up the time.
The traffic was terrible. Well, you know what the traffic's like this time of day.
Yeah, that's true. And plus, our drive is to either one of our houses, it's tough. But anyway, so the chicken had been sitting on the stove for half an hour, and it was very dry.
But you know what?
What's that?
I drove in all of that traffic
just
because I love my Archer.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love my boyfriend. But you have to admit that chicken was dry. Come on, be honest. You know I'm not a cook, so you can say whatever you want.
No, it was tasty, but I told you.
You told me you needed a little bit of...
Stock or something to keep it moist if you're going to keep it covered and on the stove
for a while. Exactly, but I don't know that. Actually, I thought about opening the bottle of wine and pouring some wine into it.
That would have been excellent.
But I just didn't do it.
Yeah, that would have been excellent.
So, okay, so not to keep talking about my chicken, but we had this spicy chicken with long grain and wild rice and this Paramond Viognier for dinner. And then we were...
Oh, this is my favorite Dave Brubeck song.
Can we turn up a little bit?
Yes.
This is called Take Five.
Take Five. It reminds me of home.
I love this song. Actually, this song is what got me turned on to the iPod.
Oh.
Because in the original iPod ad, or not the ad, but the original iPod like video that they produced, Apple produced, they used this music. And I was like, oh my God, I have to have this iPod. And I have to have this music.
And Dave Brubeck is 84 and he's still... composes
are
jazz
you serious?
Music. Oh, yeah.
I thought he was dead.
No, no. He was just here in the Washington, D.C. area, and he produced his latest piece of work. He's as old as my grandmother.
That just made me think of something else totally unrelated. I've had you listen to, or at least little chunks of Bad Weeds SF, where Corky Mignola talks with his boyfriend Duncan on Fridays. I think we listened to a little bit of it one time on a CD in your car. Anyway, last week, Corky Mignola and his boyfriend were in Arlington.
Oh.
Did they call me?
No.
They said they were. He said he was at Arlington Cemetery.
Oh.
No. Okay. My boyfriend said, "Is he the one with the large penis?" I don't know about his penis.
No, there's a Corky in the. I'm illiterate.
You are. You're right. No, totally different person. Okay. Corky's a blog. Corky Mignola is a pseudonym for his real name. Or a pseudonym? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What's a fake name?
That. No, pseudonym's a good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
For his show, Bad Weeds SF. Okay. Anyway.
But the Corky blog has a very large penis.
I know he does, yes. Because, you know, he's an ex-porn star. I think he got back into porn.
Well, he could.
But anyway, okay, the point of this story is that Corky Mignola of Bad Weeds SF was in my area, like 10 minutes away. Did he call me? Did he email me? Did he tell me he was going to be in the area?
No.
No, so Corky, if you're listening to my show, which I hope you are, I'm very disappointed that you did not get in touch with me while you were in the Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia area.
He could have had a glass of this Feu du Blanc.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to go into that, didn't I?
You did.
We're actually now, because the boyfriend I've asked had such a stressful week.
We're having Feu du Blanc.
It's a Feu du Blanc.
You know what that means?
Fake.
Fool.
Well.
Fool.
I thought it was fake.
White fool.
This is like fake white wine?
No, fool.
Well, anyway, this
fool
is by...
Fool is fool.
This is by the wine...
You're not from Louisiana, are you?
No, I'm not.
Where we all speak French.
And I say that every time you ask me that, but...
Now, how come you're not from Louisiana?
Because I'm from Northern Virginia. Well, how can I...
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
C'est soir.
Now I have a. Can I tell a story?
Yeah, but wait. You didn't let me finish. This wine is from Farfalu Winery, which is actually doing pretty poorly right now. But this is a decent bottle of wine. It's a crisp.
This is one of their better bottles of wine.
It's called Feu du Blanc.
Yeah.
It's a crisp white that has some.
It's a stainless steel Chardonnay.
Yeah, stainless steel Chardonnay, basically. Okay, now the boyfriend has a story he wants to tell. Now,
well,
you do realize I'm going to stop you this, but we're going to, after this story, we're going to have to record another podcast because we didn't even talk about politics this week.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Let's hear the story.
As your listeners may know, I am from Louisiana. I went to Catholic.
What?
Shocking.
You're from Louisiana?
Yes.
How come I didn't know that?
You never asked.
Oh, my God.
You just took it for granted that I'm from the South somewhere.
Can you believe
where
this?
Where hurricanes wreak havoc.
I have known this man.
And the men are spicy.
I've known this man for like nine. No, I've known you for 11 months, actually.
That's true, you have.
I have known this man for 11 months, and I didn't know he was from Louisiana.
I keep my secrets. Anyway.
Oh, yes, get to the story. I'm so sorry.
Getting back to the story and speaking French. Well, I am Cajun, and my grandmother speaks French.
Your mama?
My mama.
Yes.
She speaks French. In fact, that's her primary language. Now, mama did not, none of us really speak French, but my mom understands. When my mama speaks French to my mom, my mom understands.
She knows what she's
saying.
Talking about. Okay.
Yes. So I assumed that, you know, my mother spoke French. She doesn't really speak. She can speak some French, and she understands it. My mom speaks French. Anyway, so I was, I guess, in fifth grade, and my teacher was Sister Mary Anatole.
Oh, here we go.
Well, Sister Mary Anatole spoke French, and that was the time when Patti LaBelle's song "Lady Marmalade" was popular. And so we were in the car driving. My mom was driving us to school. And that song was on Lady Marmalade.
Yeah.
And I asked my mother, what does that mean, voulez-vous coucher avec moi, c'est soir? And my mother wouldn't tell me. And I knew that she knew because my mama spoke French to my mom.
I think you've told this story.
Have I told this story?
But go ahead because it's a good...
And so my mom wouldn't tell me. And so I said, well, you know what? I'm going to ask Sister Mary Anatole.
Right.
And so my mother pulled the car over and said, okay, I'm going to tell you what it means. But don't you dare ask Sister Mary Anatole.
And I can't remember, though. What did she say that it means? Something about being a whore or something?
Do you want to go to bed with me this evening?
That's... You did tell the story before, but I tell you one thing. Our listeners aren't going to remember because I don't even remember what show it was on. But you did tell that story before.
Did I really?
But it's funny...
Well, I did, and after that, I just assumed it was something dirty, and not that I knew what that meant.
Well, because how old were you then?
A fifth grader. How old is a fifth grader going to Catholic school?
You didn't know.
Brought
about
up
sex.
In a strict Catholic home.
You didn't.
What
know
did
about,
I know?
You
nothing.
You didn't know about sex. Though.
I just heard a lot of French, and I knew my mama spoke French to my mom.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know what it meant.
And you found out.
I found out
because you simply asked.
I did.
Asking is good. You can never ask like stupid questions.
But I was told never to ask. Never to ask again.
And I bet you never did you?
I didn't.
And did you? You never asked the nun either, did you?
Oh, I was under strict orders. Don't you dare ask that nun what it means. Because really what it meant was, do you want to have sex with me?
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, in the little time that we have left for this show, I want to talk about the guess the movie guesses. And bring up one little topic that was brought to my attention. Well, actually, I asked for it.
Can I do a guess the movie piece?
Well, let me get through this first. Then I'll let you. I promise.
We had that your viewers will know. I always say viewers.
I don't know why you're saying
because viewers. Sometimes you do video casts,
and that's actually what I wanted to bring up. Because let me tell you this: Lee in Pikesville, Maryland. Sent me an email, and he, first of all, he guessed the movie correctly, and the movie was Beautiful Thing from 1996.
Oh, Russell Crowe.
No, you're thinking of Beautiful Mind.
Oh, okay.
This is Beautiful Thing. Two British, relatively middle to lower class people living in, it seemed to me like British sub-housing or whatever. Housing. And they realize they're gay, and they're only like 15, 16 years old. Great movie. Beautiful movie. And that's why it's called Beautiful Thing. Anyway, Lee in Pikesville, Maryland guessed the movie correctly. And he also gave us some feedback because on one of the shows, I asked if anyone could give me some feedback on video casts.
Yeah.
And because as I was explaining, the video cast seemed to be downloaded twice and three times more than the podcast. For example, you don't know this. Our Twisted Dinner video has been downloaded 398 times.
Because we're twisted.
I think that's probably what it is. But I just found that so amazing. So I asked, I said, you know, who likes the videos and who likes the podcast and do you think I should do more? Oh my goodness, excuse me.
Stop me. In the name of gas.
The boyfriend
before
did that.
You okay. Fart.
Oh my God, oh my you God. Said that word.
I did.
You are nasty. Okay, let me get back to this now. Lee was saying, he said, you ask for feedback on doing more video casts. Well, I for one would enjoy seeing more, but not at the expense of having less podcasts. So
it's a balance.
As I do now, I do three podcasts a week and one video. It's like 4 days a week I do something. But I was thinking on that fifth day on Friday, I could post another video. You'd have to be, you know, willing to be videotaped some more. Would you be into that?
Let me talk to my publicist.
Of course. Okay, and then also,
what do I get in return?
In about an hour, I'm going to give you a full body massage.
I think we need to check your posting trot. Do you post very well?
What's a trot? Oh, you're thinking of horses.
Well, I'm thinking of your up and down motion in the saddle.
Mm-hmm. I'm very good at that. Let me tell you.
We're getting dirty.
We are.
Why do you want me to talk dirty?
I did not ask you to talk dirty. You just go down that road because I think it's the wise.
I do not.
No, so, wait a minute. I need to finish. I'm going to get comments saying, let the boyfriend go.
Yeah, I know, but the movie. I had a movie episode.
But I'm not finished telling you who else guessed the movie.
Who?
Who? Well, as it turns out, it was Special Delivery Mark. Delivery Mark, as you may or may not know, has been doing a Guess the Movie location on his podcast.
Oh, that's hard.
And I've guessed two of them correctly. The last one I did not get right because it was a movie/TV series. I didn't get that right. But anyway, Special Delivery Mark also guessed Beautiful Thing. So we had two guesses this week. Lee from Pikesville, Maryland. And Lee, thank you for the feedback. I do appreciate it. And Special Delivery Mark.
Now, and he sends us those good wines.
He does. And I think he's going to be working on sending us another one soon from Mountain Brewery or something.
Oh,
Mountain,
something. Now, we have to, the holidays are coming up.
Yeah.
And it's time for candles from Mark Hip.
No, it's Mike,
Mike Hip. Sweetheart. I'm sorry. I know.
We have to order them from him because as I was listening to other podcasts, he's been sending them to other podcasters. So we have to actually order some, honey.
Well, I know, but we've been talking about it.
But we haven't done it. We actually have to order some.
Well, let's do it this weekend. And why did I call him Mark?
I have no idea because I just said Special Delivery Mark. But
oh, that's why.
Clearly.
Because I know, but he said, Mike said he had some holiday scented candles coming up, right?
Well, we have to check the website. That's all there is to it. And order them from the website.
Because I miss those candles very much.
Mine's gone. Yours is gone. They were.
You know what? We're going to do it this weekend.
All right. All right. Wait a minute. This weekend as in right now or next weekend?
No, this weekend.
Okay.
We're going to do it Sunday.
The listeners will be hearing this on Monday.
We're going to order on Sunday.
Okay. All right. We will have some time on Sunday. Okay. Now, you... Oh, I like this song. Do you like this song?
But, you know, I like my scented candles.
Oh, I like this song. Blue Rondo a la Turk. Okay. I'll turn that down just a little bit. Okay. Now, honey, you mentioned that you had a Guess the Movie idea.
Oh, wait. One more thing about the Mike Hip candles.
Yes. What?
I guess I have a question. If he blends his candles, if you requested particular oils.
Oh.
Like if you wanted him to blend a candle with particular oils, would he do it? Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I like earthy tones like sandalwood, patchouli, yeah. And like a hint of lavender.
Well, you know, now I'll just give you a little heads up.
Yeah.
People in the podcasting world think patchouli is for lesbians.
I'm a lesbian. Well, you know, I do wear patchouli sometimes.
I know you do, and it actually smells good on you. But we're going to have to actually ask Mike Hip if he blends specific oils for, you know, special requests or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because I would, for like, in my bedroom where
in your boudoir.
For my boudoir. But for a while, my hobby was aromatherapy, and I actually made my own scented waters.
I do remember you telling me that.
Candles and things, and it was just very time-consuming. And in fact, I made some scented waters for some colleagues of mine, male colleagues.
Really?
Who liked how I smelled. But as you know...
Were these straight colleagues?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I would make perfumes for... my
straight male colleagues. Did you make money?
No, I just did it for free. It was like a hobby.
Okay.
But in my apartment is my colors are earth tones.
Yes, they are.
I'm a very earth tone person.
Yes.
I really enjoyed the candle that Mike. Well, we divided the candles.
Right. You had
the citrus.
No, I had the citrus one.
No, you had the currant.
I had no. You had the currant. I had the citrus splash. You had the...
That doesn't make sense, because Citrus Splash is more me.
No. I had the Citrus Splash in my bedroom on the nightstand.
I must have bought her that for some kind of favor.
No, I gave you the current one.
Did I give you something special in exchange for that candle? Because I am definitely the Citrus Sage person around here.
Well, Mike sent us two because of you, the boyfriend and the Archer, you know.
And so you got...
The Citrus Splash.
And what did I took
the current.
But you're more the current guy, and I'm more of the citrus splash.
We are both citrus splash kind of guys, because I loved that citrus splash. I would only light it when you were coming over so that we could both enjoy it together.
I must have really lifted my legs very high for that exchange.
Speaking of those candles, did you save the glass, by the way?
I didn't.
Oh.
I should have.
That was it's nice, thick glass. I love that glass.
But I enjoy the oils. I enjoy the scent, scented oils.
Okay, anyway. So we will ask Mike Hip about mixing oils.
Yeah.
Now, we need to end this in the next 3 minutes. Can you possibly tell your guest the movie in the next 3 minutes?
All I hear is, Neely, sparkle, sparkle, Neely, sparkle.
Wait, is that the clip?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. Sparkle, Neely, sparkle.
I don't even know what the hell that
is. I'll tell you later.
Wait a minute. Give us a clue. What year was it made or released?
I'll give two clues.
All right.
The theme song was sung by Dionne Warwick.
Okay.
Here's the second clue.
All right.
Pills.
Was this an all African American cast?
No.
So it's not The Wiz?
No.
All right. Well, we have been... This is one of our longest shows. Well, long in terms in recent history. But we have to come back and record another one because we haven't even talked politics or anything.
I'll give another clue.
What?
Jacqueline Suzanne.
Okay, well, if anybody out there has a clue of the boyfriend's guest the movie...
Sparkle, Neely, sparkle!
That's enough, honey. Okay. So, if you have...
That's not a man, that's a fag!
Okay, are you done?
I am. Oh, wait, one more clue. Oh, my God, it's a wig!
Okay, I am totally clueless. All right, if you have a guess for the boyfriend's guest the movie... Please feel free to email me at archer@archerradio.com, and you can click on the link on the website to get to that. Or you can leave a comment on the website, or I could give you the boyfriend's email address. You can email him directly. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
We'll have to do that one day.
You know, I can create an email address for you at Archer Radio easily.
I'm too retarded, so you'll have to
the
do that.
boyfriend@archerradio.com. Anyway, all right, we're going to end this show because we have to come back for a second part because I got voicemail from John Ong that you have to hear. We have to talk about politics, and we have to talk about our upcoming weekend. Okay?
Okay. Stop! In the name...
You are going to drive me friggin' crazy. Okay, so until next time, boys and girls, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.